Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Let's talk about diet pills, because they've hit the headlines time and time again over the last few years, and only last month a 21-year-old student in England was said to have burned up from the inside after taking tablets purchased online that contained highly toxic chemicals. It's a problem that is not going away. In fact, last year, one in five Irish women between 18 and 24 years old admitted trying them. Mary O'Donoghue joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Ryan. How are
it's
you?
Nice to talk to you. You used to take diet pills. I suppose we go back to the beginning and ask you about your weight and when you first looked in the mirror and thought, I'm getting a bit big here.
Okay. I pretty much was always heavy. I was heavy right through my life, I suppose. I probably really noticed it possibly when I got to secondary school.
Yeah.
You know, my friends were wearing the jeans and looking good, and I wasn't. I never really wore jeans. And so that's probably when I felt a little bit uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
And it was actually coming near my debs, and somebody actually mentioned diet pills to me. And I thought, that sounds pretty good. So yeah, that's when I went looking for them.
It must be very interesting to somebody who's heavy to hear diet pills, because it means it doesn't sound like the gym, doesn't sound like running or weights, or, you know, it just sounds quick.
Absolutely. And that's it. It's the quick fix. And, you know, it's thinking, gosh, if I just take these, everything's going to be great. I'm going to be able to wear the lovely dress. I'm going to look fabulous, etc. And it does, you know, it gives you that sense of, you know, kind of chasing the dream, I suppose.
Where did you get them? Or what did you get?
I went to, I actually went to a doctor, and this is going back now. We're going back a while. This would have been going back to, I was 16 years of age back, no, I was 18 years of age back then. I'm a little bit older now, and wiser. But I went to my doctor, and I just said to him, look, you know, I want to lose weight, and that, you know, could I get diet pills? And in fact, I didn't go to my own family doctor. I went to another doctor.
Is there something in that?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I don't think anybody is really going to admit that they're taking diet pills. I think it's quite a secretive world.
Really?
Yeah.
I can understand that, actually, because would you tell me why? Why would you say it's secretive?
Well, you know, as you said, you know, about going to the gym and maybe, you know, eating well and whatever. If someone said to me, you know, you're looking great, you've lost weight, I'm not going to say to them, yeah, it's great, I'm taking these diet pills. You know, it's something you just don't talk about.
Okay.
And, you know, I went and I got the prescription, and, you know, I took them for a while, and I did lose 3 stone for my depth, which was fantastic.
That's a lot of weight.
Dress. It was a lot of weight. I had a lot of weight to lose, Ryan.
Okay. What weight were you?
At that time, I would have been at about 18. I would have been about over 13 stone.
All right. So you got down to 10.
I got down to 10.
Over what amount of time? Was it months?
It was only a few months. It would have been probably only about 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
But this is it. I mean, it does sound good. It all sounds good. But you have to bear in mind, and I suppose with hindsight and experience, you know, none of my habits changed. You know, basically when you're taking diet pills, they are an appetite suppressant. So, like, you have your little breakfast, you'll have your little lunch, and you'll have your little dinner. And you're not really thinking about food after that, because it's a false, you know, feeling. I suppose you're very thirsty. You're quite giddy. You're quite, everything's quite fast. And you're losing weight, so you're feeling great. You're full of energy.
So it sounds like, you know, Red Bull or something, you know, that you're kind of up, but it's slightly falsely induced.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there are amphetamines in diet pills, you know, so it is. It does give you, you know, it does make everything faster. So you're losing the weight, you're feeling great. You can actually feel that you're losing weight, your clothes are getting looser. You know, everything's great. You get the dress, everything's wonderful. Go to the devs, people don't recognize me, which in a sense was good. And then the devs was over and the diet pill stopped and the weight went back on probably within another 3 months.
Right.
You're pretty back, much.
Because you kept your habits. But I'm intrigued by the amphetamines side of things. I mean, what does that lead to you talking and acting very fast, having a particularly clean house? Is it like that?
Well, you could have a very clean house. You could do a lot of ironing. You could be cleaning quite a bit. My mother would probably have wished I did a bit more, because I lived in my mum's house at the time, and she didn't know I was on them. I mean, no one at home would have known I was on these.
Not even your mum?
No. This is what I'm saying. It is quite secretive, because I know she would not have approved. So, you know, with that, then the weight went back on, and in fact, more went on, and then I had 5 stone to lose.
Oh, I see. So it was a sort of a false deal.
Totally.
You know, you get the weight off, and then you actually have to nearly double it to get to.
Yeah,
to,
and you know, as soon as you stop, you know, I mean, if everything I like, I still like. You know, the foods, I have a very, very sweet tooth. I also worked in the newsagents, which probably didn't help.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, things like that. So nothing had changed, you know, and I hadn't been going to the gym. I hadn't changed any of my eating habits. Nothing like that. So, you know, in effect, when you stop taking the tablets, like, you're just going back to square one, and the weight just goes back on very, very quickly.
So you went, what, on and off them here and there?
Yeah. After a while, then I went, you know, I dabbled, let's say. I wouldn't have had them the whole time. And I would have, like, tried to walk, and I would have tried to change things. And, you know, you weren't really seeing... I wasn't really... I suppose I wasn't sticking with it. And, you know, I went back the odd time then to the doctor for diet pills again. And then...
Same doctor?
Same doctor. But every I used time. To go to I used to go to a different pharmacist to get the prescription filled. So this is what I'm talking
exactly,
about.
Was that part of the secretive shame or embarrassment?
Yeah, it would be, because, you know, you just go in, leave in your prescription, and you just want to get these as quick as possible and just go.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's like a drug. Sounds like you're doing drugs.
No. I know, and I've never done drugs in my life, but I probably have.
So
without thinking it, without realising.
When did you get the wake-up call?
I got the wake-up call. I was working at the Bray at the time, and it was a Friday lunchtime, and I went to leave it in my prescription, and left it in, and I just said to the guy, I'll be back in a while to collect. And when I came back to collect, he said to me, I want to phone your doctor about these. And I said, why? And he said, they're dangerous. I can't remember his exact words, but the message was, you know, these are either being taken off the market or they are dangerous, and I just want to speak to your doctor. And I nearly died.
Why?
And this is interesting, because I wasn't embarrassed because these were dangerous. I was embarrassed because I was just mortified. I just wanted to get out of there. Yeah. And it wasn't until afterwards I thought, you know something, these aren't good. There's something not right here.
Yeah.
And that guy, in hindsight, did me a massive favour.
Yeah.
You know.
So you said, that's the end of that. No more of that.
So I said, that's the end of that. I'm going to have to do something. Because I was never happy with my weight. I had weight on me as, you know, a child, my teens, my 20s. I was always in great form. I was always, you know, the happy person. But inside, I wanted to lose my weight. And I went to Weight Watchers. And I basically learned how to lose weight.
And what was it that Weight Watchers gave you that, you know, that took you off the rocky road to diet pills?
Well, first and foremost, what it gave me was on my very first class, actually, and I listened, and this is going to sound strange, but this is actually true. The leader actually mentioned wine and chocolate in the same class.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I like both of those.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I can have those and I can live my life, this is going to work for me.
Okay.
And I'll give it a go. Because prior to that, I always felt that the way to lose weight was to give everything up. And it's actually not. The way to lose weight is to include the things you enjoy and just moderate them.
There you go.
And that's what I learned.
Mary, the amount of times I talk to people on this program about this, you know, weight and weight loss and so on.
Yeah.
And you've just boiled it all down to a very simple sentence for people. People don't have to be afraid of the challenge of losing weight. You know, you can embrace it and own it and not enjoy it, but you certainly will enjoy it if you suddenly look great. Everyone's saying how great you are while drinking wine and eating chocolate. And walking.
Of course it is. I mean, it's just now that I eat like a smaller amount of chocolate.
Exactly.
I have less wine.
Exactly.
But it's exactly as you say, the one word you use there, Ryan, is enjoying it. And that's what's so important, because you've got this dreaded diet on a Monday morning. And I was always a Monday morning dieter, you know, and you'd make arrangements to go out with your friends on Friday. And I would starve myself all week to go out on Friday night. I had 5 stone to lose. Like, was I going to look different on Friday? Seriously.
Yeah. Which is,
you know what I mean? But it was this vicious circle that I just got into, that I couldn't get out of. And it was when I went to Weight Watchers, I broke it down into small little, you know, small changes continuously. And my turning point actually for me was on my first week, I would generally lose weight because I would give it everything. And it was my second week in class that was my turning point, because I lost weight on the second week, which I had never done before.
That was pretty quick.
And that was my turning point. And I thought, you know something, Mary, I got tired of being overweight. And I just thought, you know something, for your 1 hour a week, come to this. And I just started making the changes. And I went on to lose 5 stone.
Good Lord.
Now, it took me 2 years.
Yeah, but you did it in a way that wasn't fake. It was real.
And this is it. And you know something, when someone says to you, you're looking great, you've no problem saying, I'm in Weight Watchers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you weren't spoofing with the pills, yeah.
No, no. And, you know, so I have to say, you know, the pharmacist did me a favour and, you know, it's been great. So that's 16 years ago now.
And now you're 1.5 stone, wandering around looking brilliant.
I'm absolutely not. I'm a very healthy, won't give the weight.
No, but you're healthy and happy.
I'm very healthy and very happy. And then I went on to be a Weight Watcher leader, which is fantastic.
Of course.
So I love that. But I was managing my weight for 7 years before I did that.
Well,
so,
it's
you know,
an impressive old road you've been on.
Well, it's, you know, it's easy. Not easy is not the right word, but, you know, losing weight, everybody can lose weight. It's the managing of the weight afterwards.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people, you know, if they lose some weight, you know, it's always kind of looking for the quick fix.
Mm.
And there is no quick fix. And the other thing, I suppose, in hindsight and with, you know, experience, etc., I'm so happy that the internet wasn't around when I was getting diet pills.
Because you would have fought?
Oh, it would have been so easy. Just hit the button, get your credit card, get them. And I mean, they are not regulated in any shape or form.
Yeah, you can put anything into your system, really.
Totally. And it's, again, just, you know, chasing that dream. That's, you know, it's not there.
Yeah. Well, you've been brilliant on that very topic because it's kind of given us, shed a bit of light on, in which is a particularly dark world for me in the sense that I don't know much about it, but now feel very enlightened by that. Mary, thank you for your time this morning.
Not at all, Ryan.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, and I hope life is good to you.
It's good, and you too.
Thanks
very much.
Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.